Now, I got to ask you, a lot of people have been very critical of you, pundits especially. I think of some people at The Washington Post like Jen Rubin and others who've been critical of you and Senator Cruz for beginning this effort. I was one of the people who didn't think it was going to work, but I've changed my mind. I was wrong. It's actually catalyzed quite a lot of important issues, and it's really leading to a good, I think, outcome. But how do you view your critics who are really lambasting you in very personal terms?
Well, first of all, we have to remember that right at first, a lot of people were saying it was not even possible to come up with legislation that could keep everything else in government funded while defunding Obamacare. They said it was not physically, legally possible. Then they said it was just highly improbable. And more they're seeing that this movement is unstoppable. It's unstoppable because the American people are getting behind it. And as to the personal nature of the attacks, you know, unfortunately, that's become the nature of Washington. We see it within both political parties. We see it among people who call themselves conservatives or liberals. It generally tends to be from people who are part of the Washington, D.C. establishment, whether they're in office or in media or in their practicing in the art of political punditry. But they tend to attack personally when somebody comes along and raises an idea that they haven't thought of. But over time, many of them tend to come around, and those who don't discredit themselves when they discredit the American people.
Now, there was allegedly a Republican Senate conference meeting earlier this week where your colleague Ted Cruz took a lot of slings and arrows. Were you there, Senator Lee?
Yes, I was there. And, you know, normally I don't comment at all on closed-door meetings among Republican senators. That's a pretty strict rule we follow. One exception I'll make is in circumstances like this one where the contents of the meeting were leaked deliberately by several of my colleagues and leaked in a very one-sided way. So I'm happy to tell you about it here.
Please do.
Yeah, there was an all-out attack against Ted Cruz and me. It was unflattering. It was unfair. It was demeaning. It was demeaning to Senator Cruz and to me, but more than anything, it was demeaning to those who engaged in the attacks.
How many senators rose to speak against you guys?
Quite a few, enough that I lost count. And, you know, I have to ask the question, you know, why were those who leaked this and leaked it in a very unflattering, unfavorable way, why were they not willing to attach their names to those quotes? You know, Ted Cruz and I spoke after the meeting, and we both concluded we would both be fine with the American people seeing and hearing exactly what we said in that meeting. But we're pretty sure that most of our colleagues would be very uncomfortable and downright embarrassed if their constituents saw the way they were behaving.
Did anyone rise to your defense?
Sort of.
Sort of?
Not really. He and I, of course, rose to each other's defense, but there were a couple who said some things that were somewhat conciliatory. There were a lot of people who were participating directly in the attacks, adding fuel to the fire. There were a lot of others who were staring at their shoes. But look, I want to keep the main focus here on Obamacare. We don't need these distractions within the party. What we need is to maintain unity within the party. All Republicans in the Senate and the House, to my knowledge, do, in fact, oppose Obamacare.
Senator Lee, if I can interrupt you, stick around for one more segment. I'll be right back. I got to take a break, and I'll be right back to continue my conversation with Utah Senator Mike Lee. Go nowhere, America. It's the Hugh Hewitt Show. 55 minutes after the Air America, it's Hugh Hewitt. Coming up after the break, the Hillsdale Dialogue with Dr. Larry Arnn. And I'm concluding the hour talking with United States Senator Mike Lee from the great state of Utah. Now, Senator, I understand you'd rather talk about other things, and obviously, so would I. But when a Republican conference turns on two of its members who've led kind of a public opinion revolution, you've got millions of people behind you. This is news. And so I got to ask, after that conference meeting broke up, has anyone approached you to say, sorry, that got out of control? It's overheated here?
One or two, but they were not the people who were attacking.
And of the people who are attacking, do any of them have national political ambitions or that have any future? I mean, was John McCain attacking you?
Yeah, I'm not going to identify any of the particulars there. I think that's better left unsaid.
Because I really do believe if anyone's got the guts to attack you behind closed door and steps out and does it, they're done. I just think the base is very thrilled with the way you guys have stood up for principle. And I do they not know that?
Well, the base is thrilled with us, and there are those within the Washington, D.C. political